Okay, we're going to management evaluation. C, management evaluation.
Okay, I'm doing the report, and I apologize. You have to print it out. We just had a meeting yesterday. I'll just read this report. We have on the management evaluation committee some quorum issues. We technically have 10 members on this committee that were elected, but as far as we know, the following members of the management evaluation committee were elected but have never attended the last two meetings, and that's Rodrigo and Lamont. During the last meeting, we did make quorum, which was yesterday, and it makes our committee meetings very difficult if we're not sure what actually constitutes the quorum. I spoke to county elected members who haven't been seated yet, and I'd love to hear from Lamont and Rodrigo if they plan on attending meetings or if they'd like to be taken off the roster so that our quorum is a minimum of 5 instead of 7. The committee does not have a chair. We decided to rotate, and I'm continuing on as secretary. Also, the committee is going to start the process of doing the same thing for the PD evaluation since 2004 as the GM. We do need to be in compliance with the PD as well. We're going to be looking at using a template from KPSC to do this, and we'll be presenting something on this subject hopefully at the next meeting. In the last meeting, members of the committee decided that it was not appropriate for the 2005 LSP to evaluate the GM for 2004. The GM had to be evaluated for 2004 by the LSP as it was constituted in 2004. Additionally, the committee decided it was important for the 2004 KPSK station staff to evaluate the GM. Committee member Margaret Prescott asserted that unpaid staff should also get that opportunity, but she's willing to wait for the 2005 evaluation process to do that in the interest of expediency. Yesterday, a few of us did a short exercise to determine who was on the 2004 LSP and who was not on 2005. We came up with only 6 people. We also determined that there were 5 staff members who were at KPSK in 2004 who are not here in 2005. And all those addresses for the 2004 people are available either from Terry Goodman, for former LSP members, or from the station's former staff, and we verified this. To that end, the committee would like to urge the LSP to use a slightly modified version also of the evaluation form, but the modification is only in the top part of the form, not the content. This is the part which asks for the name and other information for the evaluator. The modified version leaves the evaluator's name blank and simply asks the evaluator if they are an LSP listener representative or a non-LSP paid staff. It should just be paid staff because paid LSP people. Okay. Anyway, we have 50 blank copies of the form with blank envelopes today. The committee also suggested the following method for processing the filled evaluation form, and we can make that as a motion later on, but basically the name on the form should be left blank, the evaluation should be put in a blank sealed envelope, with that envelope into a second envelope sealed, the outer envelope should have the evaluator's name on it, the envelope should be handed to the secretary instead of not the chair, the outer envelopes are then discarded by the secretary after accounting for everyone, and the evaluation is photocopied and turned over to a committee. Of course, we also realized that if we need a mailing address, we're wondering if our new secretary might be willing to start a PO box that we could all pay for, or have a mailing address that we could mail the forms to. The committee would ask the ad hoc elections working group if they would be willing to collect the forms and enter the data. Remember that the forms would be anonymous and that the working group would be asked to maintain confidentiality. At an attempted meeting yesterday where we didn't have a quorum, committee members Marie, Deary, and myself volunteered to administer the mailing of these evaluations if the LSP agrees to our suggestion that the forms be mailed filled by 2004 LSP and paid staff and to perform the deadline for turning them in. Anyone is welcome to join us. I should say that the committee member Israel Foyer wanted to assert his minority position that he believes the evaluation should not be carried out in this way and that the process to administer the evaluation should be determined before filling out the form, and perhaps he can make a statement on his own after I'm done. If the LSC passes the resolution I'm about to make, Marie and I will meet on Monday, April 18th, Marie Deary, at 9 a.m. at the station, and anyone who wants to join us is welcome. We plan to mail out all forms or prepare all the forms to staff and any 2004 LSC members who were not at the Saturday meeting. I know that there are 2 former members who are here. And we can get the addresses from Terry Goodman and from Stephen Jordan to Jennifer Kaiser. We would make a stack of evaluation forms for the staff and give the forms to Jennifer to label and mail out. We'd like to take up a collection at the LSP level for money for the staff if the motion passes. So here's our motion, and this is a motion that's put together by Marie and myself, not the whole committee, but we believe that the motion embodies the will of the committee. We move that the one that the LSP accepts a slightly modified version of the evaluation form as I described it. That the GM evaluation of 2004 be filled out by the LSP as it was constituted in 2004 and by the paid staff station staff who worked here in 2004 or any period within 2004. We got a request from the GM address labels for the 2004 paid staff by Tuesday, April 19th or whatever day she can make it, because they're available and easily accessible. And finally, that the deadline to turn in evaluations be moved to the next LSTD. And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Clarification.
And I'll mail this whole report out to everybody.
So thank you.
The secretary needs a printout.
Are you on wireless?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get that wording. Alan.
Okay. So the forms get filled out and put into a blank envelope. They then get put into an envelope that does have your return address on it.
No, just your name on it. Well, yeah, I mean, you
Here's the thing, though, is the secretary takes out the reviews, so the secretary will know who they're from.
No. She would throw away she'll mark off of a list, okay, I got Sonali's evaluation or Alan's evaluation, she'll throw away a top envelope, she's just got the sealed blank envelope.
Okay, so before she opens those, all those will be thrown away, because I know that the staff is filling out this form.
She's not going to open
them. Okay, good. I mean, many staff members are so scared of this that they want absolute certainty that there's no way that people will know who they're
Okay, but just to resolve that, that process, because the secretary throws away the envelope with the name on it and does not open the sealed envelope.
Right. Well, the election.
And there are candy cards.
No, you cannot throw it away. You can't throw it away. Just put them in another envelope.
Just on.
But she checks them off to make sure that
they have to be kept so that they cannot be invited.
Okay. Now, let's go to Israel Sherman.
I'm afraid I have to differ with my good friends Molly and Marie. I'm with them in spirit, I'm with them in spirit, but not in substance in this motion. Merely because the board, has not fulfilled its duties in the past year, doesn't mean we suddenly rush into something without adequate, clear, realistic procedures, and we don't have that here. And then not just on this is the technicality of who's going to open them as the supervisor, but matter how do we evaluate these things? What is the weighting? Here's this multi-page questionnaire. Which one of these? How do you? It should be weighted more than another. Who's to decide that? Who's to deal with that? The whole procedure has not been thought through. Never mind the blame. Never mind the delay. There's no reason in the world at this point is to rush to do this now. I think this needs to be fleshed out so the whole procedure is clear, simple, and fair. Clear to everyone, fair to everyone, and simple. And even though I mean this sincerely, there's spirit and concern to get this over with, I sympathize with it. I don't believe this is the way to go about it.
Therefore,
I oppose this motion.
Okay.
Sonali wants to respond, and we have Sherman.
Oh, let other people speak.
Yeah, I think we should take this back. Next on the stack is Sherman.
Although Marie and Sonali developed the specific motion, this process was approved we were uncertain if we had a quorum or not in the previous meeting, but there were five of us, I believe.
Yep.
Roger, Lydia, myself, Sonali, and
Madeline.
In any event, our concern is to get this 04 over. The committee had met for an entire year. I was not on it previously. And that for an entire year. We have to be working on developing a form and procedure for the OTOG and even more critically to the PD for 04. This is a way to expedite it. The issue of what's going to happen once we have it, the big question is who's going to summarize it. What we had recommended was that whoever summarizes this at group, that the copies of the form be attached. So that when the LSV sees the summary, they also see the anonymous form. I don't know how else we're going to get through 04 in order to develop TD and have a really good process for 05. That's the most critical thing. All we're trying to do right now is be in compliance with the bylaws. We're not having done the 04. And
okay, thank you. Jan?
May I add two more things I forgot?
No, we'll have to come back to you. Jan,
please.
I'd like to address a couple. One is that I think it's fine to not have how you're going to deal with the form decided before you have people fill out the form, because that can happen, you know, that doesn't have to happen before you have a form to fill out. Second, this board is a continuing board. It's not, it wasn't disbanded at some point and then a new board issued. This is a continuing board. Therefore, I think it's inappropriate to exclude the board members who were elected in 05 just because because they were elected in 05. This is a continuing board. They have present responsibility. And they can answer things as appropriate if they have knowledge and not if they don't have knowledge. I think, however, that despite the fact that it is a continuing board, that the 04 board members should be allowed to vote, because they do have experience, and that's an important thing. And as to the employees who were employed previously but not employed now, I think that those people, you know, they aren't continuing employees, but they have definite things to add, and they should be included in the survey, as should, if there are any new employees. I think this is very important. And the other thing that I think needs to be addressed, since this is being reopened, is what is going to be considered. And that is that I think that at least the personnel file of the executive director and the programming director should be within the purview of this committee to review, because we have an obligation. Pacifica and our station and our LSB have an obligation to review and supervise the management from the very beginning, and it didn't start in 04. It started when they were hired. Their employment started when they were hired.
Okay.
So I move that we add 05 board members to the group of people who are serving.
I mean, new 05.
New 05.
This
board
motion on the floor.
Yes, this is an amendment.
Okay, I'm moving to amend that motion to add the board members who were elected in 04, I guess, actually. In other words, the new 05 board member, I make a motion to amend the present motion to include the new 05 board members and to include within the purview of the oversight to the at least the beginning of the LSB. I move to make it to actually the time of hire of the management people, that is to say, the program director and the general manager.
Can I
clarify something?
Well, yeah, and I have to also. I'll let Sharon go first, but I need
this instrument is specifically to cover the period from February 04 to December 31st, 04. Someone we're talking about an evaluation for 04. Someone who was not either employed or on the LSB.
Well, excuse me, you're speaking to the merits. Now, I don't have a second for this. There's an amendment made. Was it seconded?
No.
I don't think it was seconded.
Is there anybody to second?
Or for lack of a second...
I don't even know what the motion is.
Okay.
To include 05 into the 04.
Okay.
Can I bifurcate the... Let me bifurcate my...
Well, excuse me. One moment. You made an amendment, but there's no second to that amendment.
I know, so I want to bifurcate.
To make it easier.
Okay, Lamont, did you okay, it's been moved and seconded. All right. I'm sorry.
I'd like to bifurcate the motion because I think it actually covers too much. The first motion to amend is to include 05 board members in the
04 evaluation.
04 evaluation, thank you. Okay, do we have a second for that?
No.
Okay. Lamont has seconded that. So this, she's actually separating now, and it's just that issue. Okay, now, Sherna, go ahead. We just didn't have a clarity of what.
This 04 evaluation is to cover the year 04. That has to be made clear. So those people who are in a position to fill this out are those people who had some knowledge and relationship during 04. So either the form gets spread once again, or we support the recommendation.
All right, thank you for your comment. Any other discussion over this, Israel?
Yeah, this is misleading. The form isn't being scrapped. It's the utilization of it, the procedure.
Yes.
So it's not the form per se. It's how it's to be utilized and evaluated. That's what's at issue here. And you can see some of the problems, and there are many more. For example, if they have a form that says paid staff, unpaid staff, why isn't the unpaid staff included in this? Jan raises the issue of people who are in cessation in any capacity from the beginning of the hire. These are all relevant issues. We can't resolve this in 10 seconds here, and they have to be resolved satisfactorily.
Okay.
It needs to be clear to everyone, fair to everyone.
Point of order.
Evaluated in a
decent way. Terry,
otherwise.
I have a point of order.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Casey on a point of order, and then we're going to Terry.
Members need to speak to the amendment, please, not to the main motion.
Thank you. And Terry.
I don't know if the form has been revised, and that's what Sterner is talking about, but the form I have says that the evaluation covers the time period between January 2003 to the present.
Go ahead.
I have a different revised version.
That's
the motion issue.
So the motion would just change that phrase.
Honestly, I think that it's completely unfair. If you're gonna take, and I'll just talk about the amendment. But if you're just going to have somebody who's sat on this board since 2005 and not before, who's never had any contact with the GM, and you have this evaluation filled out by them for 2004, when you never had any contact with the GM or you watched the GM perform, it will open us up to a big can of worms, because if there's anything controversial about this, our GM could turn around and say that I was even evaluated by people who didn't even know me or who I was. So I really speak against this moment, against this amendment. I also want to add that another thing that Jan has said about going back to the time of hire, I agree with Jan on that. I think it's extremely important, but I know that I'm in a minority, and so in the interest of moving this forward, I think let's just get the 2004 done.
I call the question.
Okay, the question has been called for. Is there anyone, no one is calling for further discussion?
No.
So
we can actually go directly to a vote without going through the question.
The amendment.
The amendment. Yeah, we're talking about Jan Goodman's amendment. And you need it recited to
you. Yeah, have the secretary read it so we know it's down correctly.
Jan Goodman moved to amend the above motion to include 2005 board members in the 2004 evaluation.
All right. Let's go to a vote. Those in favor of the motion, raise your cards.
And this is okay before public comment?
Oh, excuse me.
No.
Because the public is going to want to know.
It's an amendment that if it's passed, then it will be attached to the motion.
That's right. And then they can discuss before we vote on the entire thing. So, I'm going to go to a vote. Thank you, Lawrence. That helps. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your cards.
One.
Those opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Abstention.
1 abstention.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five abstentions.
Okay, now my second.
The second amendment is that
the evaluation should go back to the final hire. And people who have knowledge can fill it out to the back to the time prior. People who don't have knowledge can say they don't have knowledge to the time prior.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Sure enough?
Yes. I want to speak to it.
Okay, I'll call on you. Go ahead, sure enough.
I want to speak against it. The LSB's responsibility for evaluation did not begin until the LSB was formed in 2004. Prior to that, it was the role of the ED to do an evaluation, which he did do. We have asked for a copy of that so we know what objectives were laid out for 2004. It was not we didn't exist prior to 2004.
Okay, the order now is so.
I just want to let everyone know we are already 42 minutes and 35 seconds into this
45. We've got so much time. We've invested a lot of time.
I'll call a question.
Well, excuse me. I'm going to actually have two because I actually recognized them before the question was called. Well, wait a moment.
Wouldn't
it be fair to let Jan motivate? I'm going to call on Jan. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, whether or not the LSB was elected at whatever time is irrelevant to whether or not the general manager and the program director need to be evaluated for their entire period of time. I mean, they do need to be evaluated, and if they don't have knowledge, they don't have knowledge. But to the extent that they have knowledge, and somebody at one point said that this was illegal, it is definitely not illegal. I mean, if you had a secretary and their supervisor just got hired, they still would have to give them an evaluation for a period of time, and they would have an obligation to investigate and do whatever job they investigate. So it's important that we do our job.
Okay, the chair would very much like to move to a vote on this. Is there any the question has been called.
Seconded.
It's been seconded. Anyone moving for further discussion?
Just want the secretary to read it for the record.
Seeing none.
Have the secretary read it for the record. That's all I have.
Yeah, just a moment. Seeing none, we'll go to a vote on this.
As I have it, Jan Goodman moved to amend the above motion to have the time period go back to the time prior.
Okay. To the extent that the evaluators have knowledge.
Those in favor of this motion, raise your cards.
Vote no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, abstention.
1, 2, 3.
The motion the amendment failed, so the motion still is unamended as of now. Now, if we're going to get to public comment, and if we're going to get to everything we have to do, we're going to have to leave this committee report. We have the motion. Shirt has asked for input, Denali has asked for input. It stands, now we need to go after public comment.
Can we vote on it?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
To a vote after public comment.
So
okay. The next.
we can't. I have to acknowledge my fault, meter. And I think everybody else does.
Three o'clock. There are now spaces available in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, goody.
Okay, you know what? We need to evaluate this agenda because we're obligated to have public comment. The problem we have right now is that we still have at least three reports from committees. Then we have the Flint Hustler magazine letter, the Glock motion on LSB listener comment line, on-air report to listeners, board training motion, and so on. I believe we need to go to public. We may have to go to public comment, 15 minutes of public comment, at this time so people can comment on what they've heard, and then we would resume by going to structured governance.
Point of information,
yes.
John, the only problem is you're not going to hear the other committee reports and be able to speak to them.
Are there any motions?
There's public comments later on.
I don't know.
There's public comments. There's another section of public comments.
Yeah, there is.
If the chair is entertaining a motion, I so move.
It's been moved.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Sure enough.
Well, I was going to suggest that the public would agree that we deal, pick up all the things that require a vote, then have public comment on everything, and then vote on everything.
Okay. If the individual who entered, made the motion, agrees with that, he could withdraw the motion. We would quickly go just to things we're going to be voting on before we go to public comment, so the public can comment on those issues. But that means that these reports cannot be long and involved, but have to really present the voting issues.
Now, the motion is to immediately go to public comment.
Okay, and it was seconded, so that motion. Can we go directly to a vote on that now? Those in favor of immediately going to public comment, raise your card.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Opposed? Abstentions?
One, two.
Okay, members of the public, you've been extremely patient. This has been a long grueling. I think the elections at the beginning helped to extend this. Instead of having a list, would you just raise your hand and if you want to make a comment?
We have a list.
Oh, you have a list.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't realize someone was doing it. Could you be responsible for it and call
the
name? Thank you.
Doug Barnett.
Is somebody calling?
The second one. And he can do
it. Yeah. You know, I find it kind of a little disturbing that as soon as you mention public comment, people decide that, you know, they're going to go pee. It's kind of disrespectful. Although I have not been here all day because I have things to attend to. Other people have, especially the listeners. So I just thought it's kind of off color, you know, to do something like that.
You are.
Yeah, and I am a listener. My concern, what I want to speak on is the procedure that's taking place to evaluate the manager, the GM and the PD. I believe that it has to get done, you know, in order for us to come into compliance. But what makes me uncomfortable is that there's no written report for the listeners unless there's information that's confidential that has to be classified to be kept on the wraps, and I can understand why it should not be a written report. But if there's no confidentiality involved, then I think there should be a written report to the listeners as well as the board members. Unless my sister over there, the secretary, is going to post it out like she did before. She's going to send out the minutes like she did to KPFK comments, and I don't have a problem with it. But I still think this is such a crucial process, and a lot of us are concerned about the station and, of course, the GM and the PD, that, you know, we would like to have that information available for us to read and also to inform our, you know, constituents as to what's going on. So that was my main concern. Then the last thing I want to comment on is in regards to the way you conduct your business, the LSB. There's been a lot of progress. I appreciate, you know, a lot of the transparency that's going on in regards to posting the dates that the meetings are going to meet and all of that. I just have a concern in terms of the way listeners are being recruited to participate on committees. I would like a process to be in place, and I really would like a transparent recruitment corps on air. And that if a listener is willing to serve on the committee, then that maybe given a simple application that they could pull out and submit it so they could be of service.
Thank you very much. The next speaker
is Robert. Doug is going to
Several things. One, I agree that the management evaluation for 2004 needs to go ahead. I think it's important. And there's another to follow it immediately, as well as for the program director. However, as a minority report, I would like to state that it's my opinion that there are no objective measures included in that report. For instance, a statement of how many members there were in the station at the beginning of the period, and how many there were at the end, what the finances were of the station at the beginning, what they were at the end, how much money came in during fund drives, what the goals were, things like that, that were not reported. I think there's, for instance, there's no breakdown of demographics. So I would urge that those kinds of things be added to and included in the 2005 report. Secondly, there was a proposal at the national level for at least some options by the station switching to digital transmission in order to gain a second channel. And I think that we should understand that that requires as well a shift of listeners' radio. Okay, and there's some, you're going to lose some audience at least temporarily when and if that shift is made. And as I understand that Eva has mentioned that the application can be in other words, you can apply for the money and go for it with the CPB because that process will take a fair amount of time and still not accept it once you make a decision on whether you want to, you know, leave some of your listeners behind later. You can do both. Okay. And also, I agree that third item, the process for including listeners on committees is not open enough and transparent enough. The idea that a listener had to listen on the radio, hear an announcement they should send to an address, John White, or by email to get a form that they then needed to fill out and mail back simply didn't work. So that is enough. We need to work on the process to include listeners better. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marcia. I'm Bella DeSoto, and I want to say that it was bringing a great deal of prominence to this Pacifica network. Excuse me. One of the people is Amy Goodman. I sent a letter to Time Magazine last year showing them the contrast from the corporate coverage to how Pacifica does it. My concern for Pacifica and its long-term life, it goes beyond my commitment. And the reason why I'm putting it in that context is that I still feel that we're not doing what we're supposed to. Now, I denounced what KPFK did last year, leading up to the election, knocking out every single programming to benefit one political agenda, right? Now, that 98% of these programmers knew exactly what they were doing, and it's absolutely right. So don't kid yourself. We know what's going on. If this continues to happen, KPFK Pacifica will be in great jeopardy. Now, having said that, another area was violated just recently when Howard Dean was elected as the chair of the DNC. He was brought on KPFK to promote KPFK. I immediately passed that information to other political parties. Immediately it was taken off the air. We cannot continue to allow this. There has to be a time, a degree of socialism, of openness. How we bring programming in, which programs are coming in. Now, I am with the IPC, I'm not speaking for the IPC, but there have been motions, very critical, that this body has not taken any action, nor the one before, during the interim, nor this current board. And this goes precisely core to the procedure, how programming must be looked at, evaluated, and even evaluate the present programming. So, in closing, I want to also say to each and every one here, there is no such thing as third world. We have got to take that away from our language. There is colonized states, countries, continents, so that we can start creating dialogue. What do you mean colonized? Well, it's for this and this reason. There is no insurgency there's no insurgents. There's some freedom fighters, right? And we have got to do better. Free trade products is something people do not know what it is. How is it that we continue to talk about NAFTA, CAFTA, but we don't identify free trade products? This is fair trade. Fair trade product. This is very critical. And now CAFTA just came for a vote. I'm leaving. CAFTA just came for a vote up and down at the Senate. This is very critical. So let's about time to the critical issues.
Thank you very much.
And there is no democracy, so how can we afford it?
Actually, I would like to overemphasize the last words that she said about CAFTA. Actually, our show has been devoted itself to dealing with CAFTA on almost every show. So, and I would appreciate if others that are related to other shows will do as well. But anyway, one of the things that I wanted to bring to you today is one of the issues that have been around, and I don't know if many of you are aware of those issues. Actually, it is my understanding that there have been letters sent to the administration of KPFK that have been addressed also to you. And it's been a while that I know that those letters have been sent to the administration, and I have never heard of those letters being read or just addressed in this meeting, when those letters have been addressed also to you. Now, that's one question. The other thing is that those letters have been also sent over to Pacifica National Board. I wonder if those representatives of the Pacifica National Board have ever got in contact with those letters. The other thing is that on the Finance Committee, I think that there's something here that needs to be re-evaluated. The time that they're doing the meeting is 11 and 12 midday. Now, I come from a working class person, and I think that those meetings need to be re-evaluated, taking into consideration that we're all working class people, and it will be kind of impossible for us to get out of work to go to one of those meetings. I was just reminded by Casey that they do have a Saturday meeting. I wasn't aware of that. The other thing is that the public comments, I think that there's a lot of voting, there's a lot of decisions, there's a lot of things going on in this meeting, and public comments are only allowed either once or twice during the whole process of the meeting. In my opinion, I think that every end of any specific issue that is being voted for, I think that there should be allowed at least two or three participations from the public to give you not maybe decisions, but maybe input so you can make a better decision, taking into consideration that a lot of us are also aware of what is going on with the issues that you're dealing with here.
10 seconds.
So then the other thing is that it is my understanding that there are some grants that were given to the station, to KPFK, to deal with Spanish language programming. I would like to know if you are aware of that. Thank you.
And how is it going to be utilized? We need transparency in that.
Okay.
And we have parking meter issues.
We also have time issues. Becoming a crisis. But here's what we're going to do. Any board member who feels they have to pump money into the meter or move the car into the lot.
Okay.
So, Leslie, the next speaker.
It would be Doug.
I'd like to see us give $60 to the LA Times whenever we read in our news department. I've been dealing with Dan Coffin on and off for many years, often so. I find he never delivers on what he says. In corporate America, you escort the man to the door. You don't get the guard service. We obviously aren't going to do that, but I'm very upset with our national board that they didn't instantly put one of their own members in his position, spend some time, and ease him out the door. He has simply not been transparent. He's been behind the back. Why is his right hand, left hand, and whatever short-haired guy? I don't want to see Lonnie take over as our voice of that governance that's occurring in across the street from Radio Shack in Berkeley. I thank Don for backpedaling a little bit on my attempt to be a treasurer. But what I'd much more like to see is that when Don goes in and makes a card, or whoever, when the board submits information to the station, that he makes sure that a copy gets to Steve. We have a process within the station that every program submits a one sheet relating to what the program was about at when the time the producer leaves the station. Only three or four programs, about 168 hours, actually submit that one sheet to Steve, so we put it in the three-ring binder and ask dozens and dozens of questions.
You mean the receptionist?
The receptionist,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Steve tends to do most of those,
okay.
That striking away.
You have 10 seconds?
Well, what I practice is quiet.
That's very good advice. Steve should.
Really good.
Leslie, the next speaker.
Mala. I wanted to say that I wanted to say thank you to Casey for really getting at the finance committee and just digging down to the roots of what's going on and telling us about it, because I don't remember, I forget, but I don't know if anybody's ever done it since I've been around.
No.
And I think that it's been so wonderful to really have some sort of transparency, and I hope that that can happen in the national level also, so that we can find out what's happening. And I think that the access that we have at the station should be put towards things, radio, and it should be put towards maintenance. And I think that somehow the decision-making process needs to be made. But I think that it'd be good if there was some kind of input from listeners on what they think about where it should go also, whether or not that's going to be heard. And another thing I wanted to say was the... and the management review, I think that that needs to happen, and maybe people aren't comfortable with the process of it. I don't know if there's going to ever be a perfect management review process, and I don't know, what's going to come of it, but it's good to let people voice what they feel, and maybe the people who are workers, the employees, they need a voice too. So somehow we need to make that happen.
That is happening.
Right. I know, and support it whichever way. 2005, people probably don't really know what happened in 2004. And I think that was a piece that came up.
Thank you very much.
I appear to be last on the list. Anyone else?
If anyone else is done, I would like to just add one issue that I didn't ask.
Leslie, are you speaking?
Two things to this, Donnie. First of all, I do want to congratulate Casey and the Finance Committee for their openness. I second Marla's comments on that. And I second Roger's comments on management review. As I said at the CMB meeting in New York, $70,000 is outrageous. If there were 35 people there, folks, that means they each cost the Salvation $500 a day. I sincerely doubt that we got $500 a day worth of work out of those people. And I think we need to seriously look at that. And I was told $70,000 was low. The figure was probably higher. To the Program Oversight Committee, I support the spirit of your motion entirely. I don't think the issue is just one of undue influence. I think we're also looking here at your own conflict of interest regarding fairness and equity in programming policy, which is your responsibility, and programming policy itself, which is the IPC's responsibility. If you have a show, you've got a conflict of interest. By all rights, many members of this body should recuse themselves from any vote on programming at this point.
Correct.
I'm concerned in this motion that there's no exception for governance. I'm concerned that there's no definition of expertise. What makes one an expert? It's unclear in this motion whether the IPC can be a member of a collective. And apparently, according to this, everybody on this body could do cards, could do the calendar, could read the news, could guess, could host special shows and short-term shows. This isn't very restrictive, folks. This doesn't begin to get at the core of these issues. I want to know why there's an exemption for existing hosts. If it's good for new people, why isn't it good for old people? Thank you. Why are old people who have been on their shows not able to find someone to replace them? We have a proposal in front of us coming up from Outreach that makes no mention of demographic difference. I find it problematic that the first endeavor of the Outreach
Committee... You have 10 seconds.
Thank you. The first endeavor of the Outreach Committee is to ignore communities organized around race or nationality or gender or whatever. And finally, I'd like to say that you've had 15 months to put listeners on committees. That still hasn't happened. I thought it was going to happen at this meeting, but apparently now there's a motion to change your motion from before and make that May. How long is this going to go on? We have had 15 months with no committee of inclusion. We've had 8 months with no arts committee. I do expect a report from every committee if they've met. You have something to report.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Francisco, have 1 second. We forgot to mention something very quickly.
1 second.
Yeah.
We're overtime at 15 minutes, and we have a crisis here in our meeting.
18 minutes.
What is this? Well, here, just a moment before we start clarifying.
I'll try to do in 30 seconds, really fast, something like
very
that. Yeah, actually, I've been actually hammering very much here and all over KPSK that we need to make a difference of what is understood to be a collective work and what is understood an individual work, not only in this body here, but also at KPSK station and all over the community within Pacifica, because this is becoming a real issue not only in the program shows, but also throughout all the different bodies that exercise power within KPSK. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, I just have to tell you, we do have a crisis. I want to thank the listener sponsors, and if we don't have time to take them in this room, I will assemble listener sponsors in the parking lot. We'll take another 15 minutes. Here's the crisis. When we booked this room, the union made kind of an assumption that it would be a four-hour meeting, and now we're moving to 4.5 hours. I've talked to the custodian, and we can stay here until 3:30. What time is it right now?
3:08.
3:08.
Yeah.
But we actually need to give, I think, to the custodian a kind of a tip of $30. So anyone who can put $1.50, $1 or $2, we want to give the custodian. Now, the chair would suggest that we go to vote on the issues immediately. And you don't have to give more than like $1 or $2, because if we do that, we can make the $30. In fact, shall we take the same collection? Okay. That's right. We are actually asking for stamp money also. So anything over $30 will go toward the evaluation committee stamp budget. We have a budget, that's right. But they wanted to do that, so I'm just saying that's their request. Now, here's what I think we should do. I think the board should go to vote on the pending issues. After hearing listener comments, we have a vote, Mary's motion regarding PNB expenses. We have a vote on Terry's motion on $26,400 for stringers, and these are reporters for the newsroom. And the secretary may have others. You know what? Oh my God. Okay, I'll get money off in just a moment. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't mind this. So that at least we facilitate the votes on things we put off until after public comments. Then we'll have to reevaluate the meeting. So
the management committee.
And the motion, yes, that's another one.
We vote.
So without objection, can we go to the votes, and then we'll reevaluate. These venues are getting difficult because we want to have 6-hour meetings, and they have to sometimes have staff who let us in and out. Let's go. Can we go to the first vote on Terry's motion regarding P and B expenses?
You have it right.
Yeah, we don't need it.
The motion is.
All right, listen carefully.
Terry Goodman presents the following motion. Resolved that the KKK LLC requests that the PNB Finance Committee investigate PNB meeting costs and recommend such budget amendments and procedural changes as are necessary for the PNB to efficiently and become economically conduct business for the remainder of the year.
Call question.
Okay. If there's no discussion, we can go directly to a vote even without the question. Seeing no further discussion, those in favor of that motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Oh,
all right, it passes overwhelmingly. We're going to go to the motion on the 26, I think it was 26,400 for Stringer's in the East Room.
Do you have that?
23,000.
Was it 20?
23,400.
Okay.
Oh,
what happened?
Okay, Terry Goodman moves that the KKK LLC approves the utilization of $23,400 for surplus revenue, of surplus revenue, for compensation of newcomers.
Unless there's further, seeing no further discussion, let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of this motion, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed.
Abstentions. 1.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for all the pressure.
Okay.
Now we have the motion that Scherner referred to.
Management evaluation.
Okay. I have it. Sonali Kohatkar and Marie Theory propose the following motion. That the LSC accept a slightly modified version of the evaluation form. That GM evaluation of 2004 should be filled out by the LSC as it was constituted in 2004 and by the pay station staff who worked during 2004 or any period within 2004. We further request from the GM address labels for the 2004 paid staff by Tuesday, April 19th, and that the deadline to turn in evaluations be moved to the next LSC meeting.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, we can go directly to a vote, even without the question. Seeing no further discussion, those in favor of the motion, raise your voting cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
14. Opposed? 14.
Okay.
14. Opposed?
1.
Abstentions?
1.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask the Secretary, are there any other pending votes that we put off until after public comment? Go ahead.
I just want to announce then, since it passed, that Marie Deary and I will be at the station on Monday at 9 a.m. to administer the motion, and anybody wants to run the test.
Okay, very well.
So when do we turn to forms?
Before the next meeting, we will, let me just...
You have them here, right?
We need an address that the Secretary can receive to be formed at, actually.
Yeah, for security.
can we write for now? Can we work this out between the outgoing and the new coming secretary?
No, we got to think about this. We have to have oversight of the whole process and everything. The staff is not going to send you a bunch of this.
Correct. I agree.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Okay, before, did we resolve the address issue we were paying?
Do you want to send it to my address?
No, okay. Now, we...
Because she won't open them, she just received them, they can be open and voted.
Okay, we do have an addresses and peace center I'm using when I send out the application. Shall I recite that?
Yes.
Okay, KPFKLFB, the Peace Center.
Thank you, Mark, what you call.
Thank you. You do more events there than I do. 8124 West 3rd, as in 3, 3rd Street.
Are you going to hand those out when we write them on the envelope?
Well, we could. Number 104, Los Angeles, California, 90048.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, I can. KPFK LSB, the Peace Center, 8148 West 3rd Street.
Oh, yeah.
3rd Street. West 3rd Street, number 104, Los Angeles, California, 90048.
Can I just do a cover sheet? Yes.
Okay. So anyway, so much for that. Now, there were no other pending votes, I believe. Were there? Okay, Jan.
I would just like to clarify this.
Okay.
The envelopes are going to be received. They're going to be separated in public, and then somebody is going to...
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Be sure that you put an envelope without your name inside an envelope with your name. That's the important thing, because when it's open, they'll be separated, so people won't know who's evaluating.
If you come to me, I'll do it for you.
Now, I would like to actually do this, if I could. Now, we're at agenda item 5. You see, structure governance. I would like to, I can't do this, but I would like, unless I relinquish the chair, I believe, the idea here is we want to extend the deadline for listener sponsors coming on board, but we want them to be able to go to committee meetings from now through May, to go to committee meetings and actually be able to pick up their applications there and to incorporate and file their application at committee meetings as well as with the board, as well as sending them in. So it would be a motion to extend the applications for LSB committees until the May LSB meeting and to expand the process to actually having each committee have applications. I've made a lot of them here, so that they can pick them up when they go to LSB meetings.
So moved.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, now, because we just had listener comments, what is the concern for it?
My concern is that you further said is that the listener could turn in the application at the LSB meeting as well.
Yes, they could at the May LSB meeting.
They could pull it out at the May LSB meeting and turn over.
Yes, right.
This form called for a ballot?
No,
it's not a ballot. It would be...
From a hat.
From a hat.
That's what I thought. It says ballot.
Well, then you have the wrong one.
One star cover sheet?
Okay. Others should not have that. Give her... That should have been taken off. There's a whole stack that doesn't have that word ballot on it.